The Community Calendar is sponsored by KGNU's Sunday Night Live, our monthly remote broadcast of Eclipse, the shedding of a blacker light in Dub Palace, this Sunday, February 9th, 7 p.m. to midnight at the Meadowlark Bar, 2701 Larimer Street in Denver. Meet your favorite Eclipse fam and Dub Palace DJs as we heat up the airwaves from the cozy confines of this basement hotspot with a special rap performance by Native Son. 21 and up, please. More information on Facebook at The Eclipse Show. This is the community calendar for Thursday, February 6th. Today's alt-right or far-right is a loose coalition of internet trolls, white nationalists, men's rights activists, game enthusiasts, and others. This evening at 5 p.m. at CU Boulder's Hale Sciences Building, Gabriella Coleman will compare the alt-right to another movement called Anonymous, known for its computer hacking sprees and vigilante justice operations. The very classification of such disparate movements as internet activism fails to capture the dynamics and importance of online tools for political movements today. For more information on this and other events, or to put your event online, go to kgnu.org.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver and Fort Collins. It's just past 5:30 and we'll begin morning news on this Thursday morning with Community Public Radio News.
CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar. In China, the coronavirus has made a big impact already, and the effort to prevent its spread has been massive, with entire cities being shut down to contain it. Nevertheless, the number of total confirmed cases in the country has surpassed 17,000 thus far, and outside China, the virus has spread to over 20 countries, with thus far a total of 150 confirmed cases. Health experts are asking if the outbreak could peak soon, what the ultimate source of the virus was, and if there's a cure in sight. And with those questions in mind, China's global television network journalist Tian Wei spoke with one of the world's leading virus hunters who journeyed to China at the invitation of authorities to help in the effort against the novel coronavirus. This is CGTN journalist Tian Wei.
In China, the death toll is over already 360, and more than 480 people have recovered so far. The number of total confirmed cases in the country has surpassed 17,000. A big hand held out for those at the epicenter of the outbreak with the opening of the Wuhan Huo Shenshan Hospital for coronavirus patients. It was built in just 9 days. Patients from Wuhan's several quarantine places are gradually being moved to the new purpose-built hospital. Outside China, the virus has spread to over 20 countries with a total of over 150 confirmed cases. Could the outbreak peak soon? Can we determine the ultimate source of the virus? Is there a cure in sight, at least in the near future? With these questions in mind, I talked to Walter Ian Lipkin, John Snow Professor of Epidemiology at the Milman School of Public Health of Columbia University. Professor Lipkin is one of the world's leading virus hunters. Recently, he came to China at the invitation of Chinese authorities to help in efforts against the novel coronavirus. What's his prognosis and prescriptions? Let's listen in. Professor Lipkin, welcome to CGTN.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you in such a way with masks on the face. First of all, the numbers. Confirmed, suspected, deaths, as well as those being cured. The numbers are climbing. People wonder whether there is likely to be an immediate peak, Professor?
So I don't have any way to accurately predict what's going to happen. I do think that it will ultimately come under control for several reasons. One,